And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. I'm back. Thank you very much. Here it is, our first DDD devotional diamond of the day. Seeing the new land. Seeing, not A, B, C, D, but seeing the new land. Plus, the good and the bad. We'll also look at can, can't, and faith. And then we'll close it out with ownership operational.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving. You know, I was sick the last 2 days. I like that idea of surviving sometimes when you're sick. You know you're sick when you're homesick and being sick isn't fun. That's when you know you're sick. We're going to do lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's never been professional radio and it's not going to start now. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'll take a short break and then come back with Step By.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Debt can seriously hamper a family's future.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Wednesday, April 19th.
What my dad taught me about debt was that it's not something that we should have. As far as credit cards go, he rarely used them. That was a great lesson that I've carried into my own marriage and family today.
Debt is a trap that's destroying many families today. It's now typical for two people to enter a marriage, each with a sizable debt. And once married, credit is so available that it fuels extravagant lifestyle choices. Debt may not seem like a big deal when both the husband and wife are working. In fact, a dual income situation may encourage adding more debt, such as a mortgage for a nice home. Everything may be going smoothly until a couple decides to add a little third person to enjoy the nice house. Their ability to consider having a child and allowing mom to stay home to provide care can be limited because of debt and the cost to their lifestyle. One final thought. Every day, you and your mate are making decisions on how to use your resources. The good choices you make now can have a tremendous impact on your family's future. I'm Dennis Rainey. And that's real family life.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I'm painfully aware that in my heart there are tears.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A lot of things going on. Let's get to it. Thank you, everybody who was praying for me over the last couple of days. Greatly appreciated. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool, who can be reached at thinksam.com. Now, why we bring that up is because most people at this point are aware that you use the internet to kind of get some information, maybe check out somebody's brochure site so that you can see what it is they're doing, a picture of them, you get a feel for what's going on. It's kind of a nice little introductory kind of element, but it's not the whole of the picture, nor should any website be the whole of the picture of the people that you're dealing with on a service-oriented company. So we encourage you to start off by going to thinksam.com, checking out Sam, not just the referrals, but some of the realities, like he's the eighth top realtor out of 25,000 in Southern California. Pretty good. And get an opportunity to talk to him. By the way, you can always talk to him without cost, without debt, without obligation. You call him at 858-780-1-SAM. I talked to a few people over this last week. They're like, we're considering making a relocate. I'm like, what's a relocate? I guess that's a relocation. I guess they couldn't add the shun at the back of the word because it was a lot to say. Anyhow, they're considering the relocate. And in the relocate, they might go somewhere else. Well, you know what? If they're a homeowner, they got to sell the house. Who do you bring up? Sam! Think Sam. Because he's the person you want people to connect to, because he's a person that will work his heart out, making sure the deal gets done as good as possible. What I love about it is the people that have worked with Sam on this show, sponsors, love Sam and the way he works. It's pretty good. That's a good deal. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. And what Tugboat Todd and I say to every person that comes across our path when we're trying to redirect somebody into Sam's direction, we just say, send him to Sam. Send them to Sam. That's what we say. ThinkSam.com. One of those sponsors who happens to love Sam is our good friend Steve Wheeler, Mr. Japan. Oh, he's not Mr. Japan. He's just in Japan this week.
I heard he's big in Japan.
Well, first of all, Steve's big anywhere. Second of all, in Japan.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to go past that and kind of add to it. See, this way, when it comes back, he can get more mad at me than you. You know, it's one of those things. The bottom line is he is there advancing the gospel. Apparently, he's going to be advancing the gospel and then sending me an insulting reply because of what I just said about him. Anyhow, the bottom line there is we encourage you to go to whitefields.org and check out their ministry that takes the gospel to the four corners of the earth that helps rural pastors. Now, when we say rural pastors, I know what happens. You're thinking of a movie. Somebody is in Pennsylvania. It's a country church. It's surrounded by 30 acres. There's a nice country road. There's a lot of flowers. There's a lot of, you know, wheat growing in the wind, waving in the wind. The trees are all around. When we're talking about rural pastors and Steve Wheeler's ministry, you're talking about people that are surrounded by 50 miles of no roads. That's what we're talking about, of nothing, of just trees and bushes with no clearings, where you have churches that are built with lean-tos as their roofs. That's a little different. So they educate, financially support, morally support, encourage rural pastors all over the world. You have to love that because these are people that are giving their lives for the gospel. And what Whitefields Ministries does is give themselves to help those people who are giving their lives, right? Can't beat that. Whitefields.org. Strongly encourage you to check them out. See if they may be a blessing for you just in reading their testimonies. Is that the worst thing you can have? Worst thing that happened. You read the testimonies, you go, cool. I mean, that's not bad. All right. I feel in rare form today. This could be trouble for a lot of people.
As opposed to medium well?
Yes. Yeah, or medium rare. Right, exactly. Seeing the new land. Do we have a sound for this? What do you got for me?
I can say.
No, I was wrong.
That's right. That's Blinken, who fell on his head. One of my favorite scenes in all movie-dumb, whatever that is. Dumb movies, I guess. Seeing the new land, I want to start off in Numbers chapter 13, verse 1 through 2. The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. For each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. Verses 1 and 2 in Numbers refers to the promised land for Israel. I think that's important to understand that the Lord has territory, places, spaces for his people to go. A typical message like this would be done on New Year's. Because people, when you get into New Year's, you kind of reset your focus. You know, that's when all the commitments are made to lose weight and to exercise more, to be a better husband, a better father, a better wife, a better mom, a better child. You're going to do more at church this year. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. It's all these things that we try and set up on New Year's as though New Year's is some, you know, unique, mechanically structured start button where you reset everything and start everything over January 1. Fortunately for the Bible-believing born-again Christian, God works way beyond the sensibilities of humanity and oftentimes throughout a person's life, not in the month of January, there is a reset by God for us to get a clearer, better, more seizable, more graspable vision or picture of some of the things that we are going to go through, or just making the refreshing reconnection mentality. There is new land and new places and new spaces for every one of us between now and when the trumpet blows. And that trumpet can blow anytime. Don't tell me what the eschatology has got to be, but between now and then, we're supposed to occupy. We're supposed to be busy advancing, not busy bodies, busy advancing the kingdom of God. Now, there might be something that is just average for you that's up and coming. You might consider it average, but God considers it important. It's still the land he wants you to travel in. I'm sure when the children of Israel went through the wilderness, that many of them might have said, could use some drapes, you know, not that nice, a lot of sand, right? But that's where they had to go through in order to get where the Lord wanted them to get to. And just so you can be aware how that connects, Jesus also for 40 days went through the temptation was kind of like a symbolic connection to Israel because he went through that 40 days like going through a desert, right? Okay, so the new land can be something that's fantastic or it could be something that the Lord just wants to teach us, wants us to grow through, wants us to develop in. What if, in fact, the new thing that the Lord has for you starting from this moment on is something as simple as a closer walk with the Lord? Maybe it doesn't seem like a big deal, but maybe you'll spend 3, 4, 5 extra minutes of scripture, or maybe you'll see 3 or 4 words in the readings that pop out to you that have never done that before. That, my friends, might seem small and insignificant, but that's the communication of the Lord to you, and it's holy and wonderful. Now, maybe, and I think this is almost guaranteed, starting in this moment, at this time, there's going to be new faces, new people that you are introduced to, new people that the Lord brings into your universe. Maybe there'll be new locations. Maybe it could be a new profession. Maybe it could be a divine appointment for you to meet somebody or go somewhere or hear something. Maybe it's kingdom work. Maybe it's the realization of hopes that you've had or the birthing of purposes that are inside of you and just super, super unaware of that. This is just going to be the birthing. The Bible says, despise not the day of small things. It's like you have to be aware that something small can birth into something large. And if you're not familiar with that, go to the book of Daniel where the little stone becomes a mighty mountain and fills the earth. And the stone is the kingdom of God. On this rock, I will build my church. There's territory for you and I that's before us that the Lord will bring into our lives. And we need to be aware. The Lord is always bringing new things, new elements, deeper growths, deeper connection, deeper places, deeper spaces, deeper lands than we've gone through before. So the first thing that we need to do as we exit and before we get our preparation for this is open our eyes. so we can see. Because some of us are so stuck and looking in the past, we can't see anything in the future. Got to stop that. That's not helpful. All right, let's take a short break, then we'll come back for the next section. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back.
I was younger, so much younger than today.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. You just need to text the word INVEST to 57682. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Text the word INVEST to 57682. They'll even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Text the word INVEST to 57682. That's INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates apply.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Two Coptic Christian churches in Egypt were attacked by ISIS-affiliated suicide bombers on Palm Sunday. The Associated Press reported that the Copts have long been a favored target of extremists. They were struck with a similar church bombing just weeks before the country's 2011 Arab Spring uprising, and Islamic militants gave them a particular focus during a crackdown on them in the 1990s. But in the past 5 months, they've been particularly bloody. U.S.-based think tank the Tahrir Institute for Middle East Policy said the attacks brought the total number of sectarian incidents against Copts to 26 in 2017, with a total of 88 killed, including those at a major church bombing in December. What we saw in Egypt was no accident. These were intentional attacks carried out when these churches were filled for the Christian observation of Palm Sunday. The most recent attack puts in sharp relief the increasingly embattled plight of Christian minorities throughout the Middle East. I'm Albert Moeller.
The British writer Logan Pearsall Smith once wrote, "Don't laugh at a young person for his changing behaviors. He's only trying on one face after another till he finds his own." It's sometimes amusing to watch young people search for their identity, but it is not amusing to see adults doing the same thing. To discover who we are, we have to ask the only one who knows, the God who created us. And God knows every man, woman, and child intimately and wants to say, first of all, you are my child. Now let me help you discover who I created you to be. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover who God created you to be on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, a couple things to cover. We're not covering a lot of politics this particular hour, but we are going to make this mention for our sister station. There is actually a President Trump's first 100 days tour hosted by Mark Larson and Larry Elder from our sister station, AM 1170, The Answer. You can actually get some tickets to that. You can win some tickets by going to KPRZ.com. They're kind of doing a cross-pollinization between the Christian station and the political station. For most people, you should know. If you don't know, Mark Larson has been the voice on radio in San Diego for 35 years or maybe 38 years, and he was actually the person at KPRZ during the 2-4 time that I took over from. So I actually took over from Mark's time. I remember when that first happened, it'll be 4.5 years ago in 2 weeks. I remember when it first happened when he said, my wife thought it would be nice to see me.
I thought, uh-oh, there's a warning right there. So it's good to know. The other thing to keep aware of is we have somebody new coming on the KPRZ family, but not new to me and not new to many of you. Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress. Yeah. KPRZ welcomes Dr. Robert Jeffress and Pathway to Victory to our weekday lineup. New show stands for truth and exists to pierce the darkness with the light of God's word. Tune in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. right here on KPRZ for Pathway to Victory on KPRZ. I happen to have a friendship with Dr. Jeffress. He wrote the endorsement of my book on the front part of the book.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great, great guy. He's, you know, he approaches it differently. I will never forget our first personalized meeting. We got together, we had a pastor's lunch, and you always remember these littlest of things. They don't seem like a big deal, but I was just getting rolling and Killing Jesus by Bill O'Reilly come out and, you know, all that stuff. And I just looked at him and I said, Dr. Jeffress, he said, yes, Dave. And I said, how do you not lean over and smack Bill in the forehead? And he said, God gives me extra patience. But okay, because I don't have that. I could not. It's, you know, if somebody uses the Bible and then uses the Bible versus, you know, it's just smackaroo. Okay. I just thought I'd get that out of my system real fast. Thank you very much. Let's get into our second section. It's actually called The Good and the Bad. Do we have a sound for this? We do. What do we got?
Hey, guys. This is that moment where the good guys take on the bad guys. Us versus them.
Yeah.
Huh? We're the bad guys and they're the good guys.
Yeah, we're actually the good guys and they're the bad guys. So,
right. Let's start that again, guys. Hey, guys.
That was a montage clip. Was that a montage clip of Good and Bad? Just went straight through. What was that from?
I don't know.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Let's talk about what we just talked about before, because there's some of you out there and you're sitting there wondering about your future, right? The future. You're sitting there going, what's going to happen in the future? Let me give you the answer that every human being could give you without a doubt. I can give it to you absolutely. Ready? You have no idea. All right. Now, I can tell you about him who knows the future, and he may or may not communicate that with you, or he may share glimpses, although I tend to believe not so much, because I think if we knew what was coming, we would advance our cause and mess it up before it got here, because we're good at that. But for many people, they will cite passages like Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. We understand the context of this passage is not you just being able to use that scripture and throw it on the ground and walk on it anytime you want, but there is the dynamic application principle in biblical hermeneutics, which means that if the Lord shared that with you or gave you some indication, there's a possibility that that will apply to your particular future. But it's really about Israel as the passage goes. So what I want to do is I want to just mention what's in the text that was for the children of Israel as they were seeing the new land. Let's keep it in the context of this experience where God had called Moses to send out spies to look at the land that Israel was going to get into. And we'll pick this up on verse 26 and 27 of Numbers 13. It says this: they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community in Kadesh in the desert of Paran. When they reported to them and to the whole assembly, they showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account: we went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey, and here's the fruit. So when they went to the land that God was preparing for them to enter, they went and took samples of the land. It's kind of like if you decide, oh, I'm going to move, you know, to Denver, and I'm going to go take an airplane, I'm going to go get a cab, and I'm going to go look at these neighborhoods, I'm going to check out the cities and the school and the different communities, I'm going to check out the land, I'm going to see it before I go. Well, that's what they did. Only what they did is they brought back fruit, and they brought back reports and descriptions of what the land was, a land flowing with milk and honey. You can say a lot of things, but the milk and the honey are good. That's a good thing. So they're like, yeah, there's some totally awesome things in this land. And you should be aware that in your future, there are no doubt some totally awesome things. And we can say that with absolute conviction because Romans 8:28 says God works all things out for good. You can say there's going to be some good because that's how God works things. And that's not bizarre. That's pretty normal. And in context, that does specifically apply to our situations, not only to salvation, but to life itself. But there was something else that they talked about once they recognized, hey, you know, this future thing has got some good in it. Because there's good in the future. But then they also said this in verse 20, 28 and 29. So we have future, good. But we have this portion too. But the people who live there are powerful. And the cities are fortified and very large. And we even saw the descendants of Anak there. And the Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites and Jebusites and Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea and all along the Jordan. So while the spies came back and said the land is totally awesome, it's got great fruit, it's got, you know, it flows with milk and honey, it's rich, it's fertile, it's fantastic. Then they said this, but there are some really big people there. And they have really big fortresses. And they're really powerful. And they're very large. And this is, and so what you have is you have a report on the land that God is giving to the children of Israel. On one hand, you have a report, what we would call the good. And in the next sentence, you have the report where they're talking about the bad. Hence the title, The Good and the Bad. And oftentimes when we give each other some connections, we'll to sharing something with somebody, and I think Tugboat Todd will give me a hoot on this. The bottom line is we'll say, well, I have good news and I have bad news. That's what people say all the time. I have good news and I have bad news. Here's the good news. Oh, the land is beautiful. It's wonderful. Here's the bad news. There's giants living there and they're bigger than we are. Why I bring that up is because as you look and see things coming in your future, you're going to recognize some things are very good. But don't you kid yourself. Don't blind yourself to a prosperity gospel. Some things are obstacles. They're not so good. While there is good to the land, there are challenges in the process. Now, you're going to go into the story and it turns out that no challenge is impossible if you're doing it with the Lord and in the Lord. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the reality that unless you're God, you don't know the future. And one thing you can be assured about for the future is there's going to be good in it because God is good and all things work together for good. And there's going to be challenges because in everybody's pathway, from Adam to the last Adam, there have been challenges. And it shall never be any other way. Now, when we come back, we're going to kind of look at the attitude of we can, we can't, and where does faith fit into that whole process? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It truly is another sky.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
We are the aroma of Christ to others.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Sheridan Voisey. Author Rita Snowden tells a delightful story about visiting a small village in Dover, England. Sitting outside a cafe one afternoon, enjoying a cup of tea, she became aware of a beautiful scent. Rita asked a waiter where it was coming from, and was told it was the people she could see passing by. Most of the villagers were employed at a nearby perfume factory. As they walked home, they carried the fragrance that permeated their clothes out into the street. What a beautiful image of the Christian life. As the Apostle Paul says, we are the aroma of Christ, spreading his fragrance everywhere. Paul uses the image of a king returning from battle, his soldiers and captives in tow, wafting the smell of celebratory incense in the air, declaring the king's greatness. According to Paul, we spread the aroma of Christ in two ways. First, we spread it through our words, telling others about the one who is beautiful. Second, through our lives, doing deeds of Christ-like sacrifice. While not everyone will appreciate the divine fragrance we share, it will bring life to many. Rita Snowden caught a scent and was driven to seek its source. As we follow Jesus, we too become permeated with his fragrance, and we carry his aroma into the streets through our words and deeds. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It was a place of devastation. I just never thought that would happen to me.
That's Reva. She's describing how it felt to learn that her husband was having an affair.
And so we ended up being separated for two and then divorced for 2 years. And then he passed away. I can't even describe the grief and the pain of going through those seasons.
Reva says that having a relationship with Jesus Christ was the only thing that helped her recover from the grief.
We try to make sense of all the mess, all the messed up pieces. But God says, make sense of me, make sense of my word, make sense of my worship. And when you make sense of me, everything else will come together. So I want to encourage anyone who's going through the places of losing everything, that if you don't lose God, God will restore. And you just don't give up on God. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you.
Want to learn more about dealing with pain and grief? Visit our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. Don't forget about school tuitions, half-price tuitions. You go to kprz.com, click on the tuitions tab, check out the schools. We did have somebody reach out to us the other day about a school that's not on there that we're trying to work something out for them. So it does happen. You can always send an email, davidspoon at kprz.com. We'd be glad to try and help. Don't forget about our Pastors Masters Golf Tournament. That's when all the pastors think that for some miraculous reason, everybody is as good as Lee Trevino. I don't think so, but you have the opportunity to demonstrate that. The Pastors Masters Golf Tournament is May 8th. Oh, wait, somebody hit the ball. Hit the ball. Hit the ball. You know what that really sounds like? That sounds like me hitting the ball, but not actually hitting the ball, but hitting the grass. That's what it sounds like. You hear mine. Ding. All right, let's be honest. It sounds a little bit more like a roulette wheel. I'm just saying. I've never heard a ball.
That was
going,
a golf clap.
Oh, because it was. Is that what that was? Well, listen to it. Listen. I forgot about that line. That's a good line in the movie. Anyway, more information, kprz.com. And if you want more information about the entire future of the universe, just go to kprz.com. As long as you find the word God in capital letters, you're doing okay. Because that's where you'll find the information. Let's go. We just talked about the fact that the future is good and bad. It's not always good. I don't know what this, you know, this need or mindset is. Oh, everything's going to be perfect. This side of glory, everything is going to be perfect. Man, have you read the book? That's not how this goes. Through many tribulations, one will enter the kingdom of God. So the process is to understand that at the point where you recognize that there's good and there's bad, okay, at that point, it's really important. I know we got a sound for this. Can we wait on the sound for a second? At the point that you recognize it's good and bad, you have to make a choice. So this is where you find out that the majority of Christian maturity comes down to that statement. It's a decision. It's a choice. And you have to make that decision or make that choice. You can't just do nothing. And so if you recognize that the future is good, but there will be obstacles, so there'll be some times where it's tough, then you have to decide how you will engage with the future. What do we know for sure about facing the future? What do we absolutely know for sure about facing the future? One of the things Jesus said not to do. What's one of the things you know you're not supposed to do when considering the future? Think about that. What do you think?
Worry about it.
Yeah. So give me worry and give me a couple other things that go along with
fear.
Worry. That's right. So worry and fear are not permitted in the kingdom of God when considering the future. So I just had a chance to talk to somebody about this literally today. You are allowed to plan for the future. There's nothing wrong with planning, as long as you recognize those plans are subject to God's will. But what the scripture doesn't allow us to do, forbids us from doing, is facing the future with fear and worry. You're not allowed to. It's a sin to face our future with fear because it's the opposite of what Christ commands us. It's like, I don't got to be a genius to know opposite of what Jesus said to do is wrong. Don't do that. So in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, after the spies say, hey, the land's really good, but hey, there's some big giants there. We don't know what to do. In verse 30 of Numbers 13, it says this, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. So what Caleb was trying to communicate with the people is that we know there's going to be obstacles. We know we're going to have to face things as we go through the future, but we can make a decision to face the future with confidence and not with fear. And you might be sitting there going, well, how do I make that decision? How do I, as a Christian, actualize or move that into action, which is all that means? How do I move into action facing the future in a confidence and not in a fear? Here's the answer. You face the future with God. That's how you do it. You think, well, that seems overly simplified. Okay, do it then. If it's so easy and that seems like a dumb bumper sticker, then just live it. Just do it. Don't complain about it. Just do it. Don't give me all your ups and downs. Well, you don't understand my circumstance. Yeah, right. So, you know, let's forget that. Just make the conscious decision that knowing the future is good because God works all things together for good, and knowing that facing that future with fear and worry is sinful, you choose to make a decision to face that future with confidence, and you do so by understanding that you go into that future with God going before you. That's it. It seems like that. It sounds as though it's much easier than it is. And I think that's true because putting that in action, I think, is much more difficult. But that's the answer. I mean, you're looking for an answer. That is the answer. And so what a lot of us will miss, you know, are some of the things. Look, in Scripture, there is, I can bring out a multitude of Scripture. You just go to Romans 8, 31 through 37. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And this is that same passage. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? So the question that's being asked by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is, what's going to separate us from Christ and from the love of Christ? Now look at what he lists. Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, and sword is violence if you're trying to figure that out. What he says is, you're going to face those things. So how are you supposed to face those? Or how are you supposed to approach those? And he says in verse 37, in all these things, what all things? In the trouble, the hardship, the persecution, the famine, the nakedness, the danger, and the sword. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So you face those things with this confidence, because even if you go through trouble and hardship and persecution and famine and nakedness and danger and sword, you do so recognizing that will never separate you from the love of God. It will never remove from you the love that Jesus Christ has from you. And you can face your future, even if you encounter those things while you're going to the future, you can face them recognizing that you will do even better. You will conquer through Jesus. I mean, that's really at the core. that we do it through the Lord. And so we need to have that mindset. We need to have that attitude. It's not a, I'm not advocating a positive mindset. You can't possibly hear that from what I'm saying, because I'm telling you, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have hardship. You're going to have persecution. You're going to have famine. You're going to have nakedness and danger and sorrow. You're going to have trials. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have things come your way and try and hit you on the head. That's what you're going to have. But you can get through that by recognizing that in the Lord you get past that. And that those things don't mean that he doesn't love you. People take their trials as a sign of God's affirmation or denial of them. And it's exact opposite in Scripture. Won't you know the things that your feelings tell you are the exact opposite of what God tries to communicate to you? When you go through trials, when you go through struggles, those are the times where your faith gets purged to be pure silver and pure gold. Those are the fine times, because God is refining in you your faith. So you don't look at those things in fear. You don't look at those things in worrisomeness. You don't look at that and go, oh, woe is me. You look at that and say, please be with me. That's the big difference. And I think what happens is we pretty much focus on what could be. We're just like, what does that mean? Well, it could be that a big lizard comes out of the middle of the San Diego zoo and eats everybody. Well, it could be. I don't know that it couldn't be. But I'm not going to walk around going, uh-oh, the lizard's coming. I mean, come on. There's a couple people I might consider maybe fit that bill. But I'm trying to make that point. You make a conscious decision. Forward we go in him, and we face these things in him and through him and by him. And that's how we do it, with confidence, knowing there'll be obstacles, but knowing we can face every one of those with God being with us. Okay? All right, we're going to take a short break, come back, and wind into how we kind of like land into that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. It's a giant lizard. Here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
The British writer Logan Pearsall Smith once wrote,
don't laugh at a young person for his changing behaviors. He's only trying on one face after another till he finds his own. It's sometimes amusing to watch young people search for their identity, but it is not amusing to see adults doing the same thing. To discover who we are, we have to ask the only one who knows, the God who created us. And God knows every man, woman, and child intimately and wants to say, first of all, you are my child. Now let me help you discover who I created you to be. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover who God created you to be on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yep. People want to know if we've got lizards coming out of the middle of San Diego, coming out of the zoo. And like I said, there are some people that may qualify as that. I don't know if it's the big lizard that we were kind of talking about in the show, but yeah, everybody's got their own lizard. Some people call him El Guapo. Well, that's only if you watch The Three Amigos. You cannot make a movie like that anymore, can you?
No.
You can't even say Kenya anymore without somebody getting mad at you. What are you talking about, an African country? Kenya? No. Okay. Anyhow, it's not like progressive corruption is growing. Oh, wait, the word progressive. Oh, there you go. Let's finalize. We were talking about seeing the new land and then recognizing, not prosperity gospel-wise, but there is good things that are coming in your future in that new land, but then there's obstacles. And there's going to be no, yay, dance all you want. You're not getting around that. And throughout that process of obstacles, there are decisions that we have to make, and that is we face these obstacles and the future with a confidence that God is with us based on his truth, or we face them with worry and fear based on our flesh. And I would promise you that facing them in the flesh is more personally, physically, psychologically, emotionally, mentally disastrous than facing them with confidence and understanding that the Lord is with us in this process. So I want to tag into an important part of that truth. And it's not, there's no, when people go to church, if you have been a Christian for more than 2 years and you go to church, I want to just tell you right now, it is highly unlikely you will hear anything new. Let me explain something to you. All this material is somewhere between 2,000 and 5,000 years old. There is nothing new in this material in the sense of having the Word of God at our disposal. There are very few new insights after a certain point. But what there is in the Gospels is repetition, repetition, repetition. Want to know why there's three synoptic Gospels? Want to know why there's three synoptic that see the same and one independent? Although it's like a testimony to the Trinity, they're all the Gospel, but then you have John is seeing it independent, and Matthew, Mark, and Luke is seeing it as the same, three in one, one in three, Trinity. But the real reason is because we need to hear it over and over again because we are not that bright. That's why. We are much like the children of Israel in the desert where God does miracle after miracle after miracle and we go, what you done for me lately? Because that's how we are. So part of that problem comes into a recognition of your position in the Lord. Now, there's going to be new territory, and some of it's going to be very good, and you're absolutely going to encounter obstacles. It's going to happen. And some of these things, you're going to, you know, you think you can do it. Sometimes you think you can't, but you've got to have faith that as you face that future, God's truth is how you face it, not your feelings. It's not. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about the ownership operational. Do we have a sound for that? Larry, let's go ahead and play that.
A little word of advice. Next time you're watching a place, don't claim that you own it just because you're watching it, okay? I house sit for my sister all the time. It's not like I claim that I own her house. You know what I mean? That goes for all y'all.
That's right. Because ownership operational means this. Ready? You own it. You don't own it at a distance. You don't own it as though you're babysitting a house, so that makes you the house owner. You're babysitting a house, you're babysitting a house. When you own it, you own it. So what is it that we need to own in order to see and believe for a new land, in order to see and believe that there will be good, but there will also be obstacles, but we can get through those obstacles and overcome those obstacles because of our connection with God? What do we need to own or live in that will help us? 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. If you're so inclined to open up your Bible, I'll give you about five more seconds. It's in 1 John. It's 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. This is 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. Says this. See what great... Did I just crack on that see? Hello? All right. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Hey, dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We are children of the Most High God. And until we own that, until we grow up out of our immaturity that says, does he love me? Does he not love me? Does he love me? Does he not love me? Now that I sin this way, did he abandon me? Should I light fires and dance around and cut myself? Because I want him to love me. I want him to love me. God has made a declaration that he loves you and that you are his children. He is more faithful as a parent than you have ever dreamed of being. Your first time your child did something wrong, did you think, I'm taking my child back? Come on. I'm going to sell my child. I don't like the way my child is being. Come on. You want to know that the Lord loves you. Hey, here's a great one. He tells you and he shows you. That's how you know you face the future with him. Guess what? He's your dad. There it is. He doesn't unparent because you're a lousy kid. And I can guarantee that unless your name is Jesus, you're a lousy kid. And boy, I just can't believe we don't hear a lot of sermons about the brothers of Jesus going, not fair, not fair, because they're always being compared to Jesus, and that would be bad. Here's my point. You are a child of the Most High God, and he loves you, and that is what you are. I don't think the scripture could say it any clearer. That is what you are. Hello, McFly, that is what you are, children of the Most High God. That's how you know you do the future with God, because you're his kid. You don't unkid your kids. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more insanity. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.